Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready what God has for you. Tell yourself, no, in you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you look, that's when your breakthrough will begin.
Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. We apologize. We are having technical difficulties with our board. But Allie, our show host, are you on?
I am.
Okay. Well, we want to thank our listeners for joining us this evening. We're going to try to get through these technical difficulties. But what I'm going to do is give you a quick intro and then bring on our show host, Allie Ward. But thank you for joining us this evening. There Is Life After Layoff is a show where you join the conversation with our show host, Allie, and her co-host, Doc, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion and or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the hosts or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. And now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal and a pen or a piece of paper so that you can take down notes as you join in our conversation this evening. And now, as we say each and every week, please join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host to the air, Allie.
Hello, everyone, and we thank you for hanging in there with us. You got a chance to listen to our wonderful theme song in its entirety, but, you know, we're just going to keep it moving. And welcome to another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward-Porter, the founder of Elite Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off, and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. We certainly do invite you to join in on the conversation every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And you can always find out more about Doc and her services by visiting her website at www.elise, which is spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on social media. You'll find me tweeting at Allie Ward 45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at hashtag Allie Ward 45. And also, please remember to like us all on Facebook. I'm at Alicia Ward on Facebook, and Atlanta Life Radio is on Facebook as well. And on behalf of Doc, Mel D, and myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff Radio team, we sincerely say thank you for listening and for tuning in and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to the experience of being laid off, as well as issues related to other life-altering events. So tonight, we are so excited to have a very special guest joining us as we explore a very interesting health-related topic. But first, I'm especially excited to welcome to the airwaves my co-host, Doc, Dr. Regina Ward-Porter. So thanks for joining me this evening, Doc. It's always a pleasure to have you on with me. So how are you this evening?
I am well, Allie. I'm glad to be on, glad to be back. And as you stated, I'm very excited to have our special guest tonight to educate us in the field of optometry. I think it's going to be very eye-opener. the topic that's going to be discussed tonight.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, before I do turn it back over to you and give you the honors of actually welcoming our guest tonight, I'm going to make a couple of brief announcements. So I want to remind our listeners that we are here using this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff or by some other life-altering event. Now, the main purpose and focus and reason why we produce this show each and every week is so that our team, along with our guests, can share with you and be transparent about our journeys of rediscovery and empowerment through life's experiences. So that actually lets you know that you're not alone. And the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we're here to serve you, the community, as we give you a voice by offering you an opportunity to share your story with us. So with that said, I want to invite our listeners to call in and share with us this evening. And you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. And we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. And one more brief announcement If you happen to miss a particular show and you want to catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, you can find us again at www.atlantaliferadio.com. Please utilize our automatic player box on the programming page. Just click on the show you want to listen to, and there you have it. And also, what's very convenient for those of you who are on the go constantly is that we're on iTunes. So all you have to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio on the podcast, and you can take it with you on the go. So please continue to take advantage of that, and we do sincerely thank you for tuning in on a regular basis and for catching up on what you may have missed. So now we're ready to get started tonight. So, Doc, I'm actually going to turn it back over to you so you can welcome our guests for this evening.
Thank you, Allie. Tonight, again, we welcome a very special guest. Her name is Dr. LaShante Culpepper. She's a licensed optometrist in Georgia, and she's the owner of The Eyes Habit. She practices full-scope optometry, which includes diagnosis, treatment, and management of eye diseases. She has a bachelor's degree from Clark Atlanta University, a master's from Central Michigan University, and she's earned 2 degrees from Noble Southeastern University, a bachelor's in vision science, and a doctorate in optometry. Dr. Culpepper's passion is medical eye care. She primarily focuses on medical health, nutrition, exercise, and how the eyes work together to achieve the best possible vision for each patient. I'm so happy to introduce Dr. Culpepper. Not only is she very educated in her field, she's also a great friend. So welcome, Dr. Culpepper, and thank you for taking time to be with us tonight.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and it's such an honor to be here and have one of your really good friends introduce you. Thank you so much.
I kind of want to get started. One of the things, even in the intro, and I'm hearing some feedback. Are you all receiving feedback?
No, not at this time.
Oh, good. Okay. Dr. Culpepper, one of the things that I mentioned in your bio was your passion for educating people, mm-hmm. and I think that's a passion we both share, and I think that's what's going to make this topic tonight so interesting. But can mm-hmm. you share a little bit with our listeners about yourself and your career?
Well, a little bit about me. I'm actually a native Atlanta, which is not,
that's
not
many rare.
Of us left in the same state, right? Yes, but actually I was born and raised here in Atlanta, went to school a few times far away, and then came right back.
Right.
So a Georgia peach at heart.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, when trying to figure out, I knew my calling was helping people in some type of manner, whether it had something to do with just health or education or medicine, but I just wasn't really sure. I was always led to, biology, the sciences, math, and stuff like that. And it was just through the years that I just kind of fell into, you know, the healthcare field, and then just doing some research on the different fields that are out there, I came up on optometry. It is one of the least, let me see, how should I say this? It's definitely an overlooked field.
Okay.
Definitely overlooked. So especially for minorities or African Americans, there are not many of us at all. And that's because I think a lot of people gravitate towards the MD.
Right.
But, I think, and nothing not to take away from those guys at all, but I think a lot of people are getting back to the basics. Mm-hmm. And they're not trying to take as many medications as, so now they're kind of getting away from that. So I think the naturopathy doctors with the NDs, right, and the DOs, the doctors of osteopath ourselves, you know, the ODs, doctors of optometry, are kind of trying to get together and think of some, you know, ways to get people together, you know, that really don't have to have medications all the time, or if they're on the med, we'd like to try to get them off.
Right.
You know,
I like the sound
of that. You know, things of that sort, you know. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I think that's a passion we share, and it's funny, before we actually started the show, I was on the line with another friend, and Dr.
pharmacy, and we were talking about the very thing that our goal and mission is to get people off the meds and to get to the holistic centering, the person being unbalanced. What is it about your environment? What is it about your internal being that's causing dis-ease to your body? So it's interesting that that's what you're saying, Dr. Culpepper. So with that being said, what was it about optometry that pulled you, had a pull on you for this field, and do you feel like this is your calling?
I think, number one, I'm going to go backwards, but my calling, I think it is my calling. I think there's certain aspects of my field that's my calling, others are not, because there's so many different spectrums to optometry that most people don't know about, and that's what I'm trying to educate as well.
Okay.
But I think my passion, like I said, is more of the health aspect of it, the medical aspect of it, just making people eyeballs better. If that makes any sense. And I try to do whatever I have to do to get that done. Now, the material side of it, you know, which is what people see on the, you know, hear on the radio or see on the TV and things of that sort, the better one, better two, what's your prescription for glasses or contacts, that is not one of my passions. I just rather treat the eyeball itself.
Wow, really?
Making sure, yeah, I got to make sure that the eyeball is healthy first, because you can't get a decent prescription if your eyeballs are sick. So let's start with that first. And
that's
then
interesting.
Move on. Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they come in with the misconception, oh, I need glasses or contacts. No, that's not going to help you. Your eye is big. Let's work with that first, you know, and then figure out, kind of go from there. But that's what most people see, and that's what I try to get across from people. We know so much more than better one or two than glasses or contacts. I've caught tumors, malignant tumors in the back of the eyeball. I've caught all melanomas. I've caught neuropathies. People who didn't know they had sickle cell or diabetes and things of that sort. You get to the back of the eye, and you know it gives off signs. You know, even though you may not be symptomatic. You know,
right. And we're gonna get more into that, because I want to hear more on how that happens when you get to the diagnosis and more about that. And so, again, as you stated, treating the eyeball and treating the sickness and educating people, you feel is your calling.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you know what, now that you mentioned that, because I think it's important that we point out to people, you know, you kind of talked a little bit about, you know, I want you to tell us about a little bit about the different facets, but then let's just get down to the basics. How often should a person get their eyes checked? Because, you know, like you said in your intro, that it's optometry is overlooked. So people then overlook getting their eyes checked. So how important is it for a person to get their eyes checked, and how often?
I would say every year. Sometimes it's a little less than that, you know, if you are battling some systemic conditions and diseases and things of that sort. We like to monitor you a little closely, especially if you're not doing what you should be doing as far as your medications, not exercising, not eating correctly, things of that sort. It's going to leave you open to a lot of things that can spread to the eyeballs.
Wow.
So definitely every year. People who honestly, they have absolutely nothing going on, if you're one of my patients, I will definitely let you slide, and you can do it every 2 years. It's not a problem.
Okay.
But as soon as you notice any type of vision changes, I need you to come in just so I can make sure that everything is okay. Now, is it true that everybody who wears glasses or contacts have a systemic disorder? No. Some people just have a corneal malformation, and they just need, you know, a refractive error, and they just need that to be corrected with glasses or contacts. That's fine. But I want to talk to those who really need some help and are trying to put everything on the fact that they need glasses or contacts.
So when you're diagnosing those type of conditions, then that requires a person to get their eyes dilated, which is a more extensive eye exam rather than just checking to see if somebody can see. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That is true. And guess what? You can also see
some things, depending on the optometrist experience, it depends on the patient's pupil size and the optometrist experience, mm-hmm. you can still see a lot of things undilated.
Really?
You don't have to necessarily be dilated.
Okay.
But you can use that slit lamp to put the lens to the patient's eye, whether the pupil is dilated or not, and you can get something in there. Now, if you're suspecting, oh, the vision is not as good as I'd like, let me take a look. And if the patient is extremely adamant about not being dilated, then I will definitely take a look undilated. If I see something back there that I am not happy with, then I do have to insist that they're dilated either that day or as soon as possible so that I can give them the rest of the story as to what's going on with their eyes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And based on what you said, what would you say are the biggest myths that people have regarding the field of optometry?
Oh, my gosh. The biggest myth is just the fact that we just do glasses or contacts. That's all we're good for, and that's it. And we do so much more. And I would love to just scream it from get on top of the earth and just scream it so everybody can understand that we do so much more.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah. Why do you feel that it has just been limited to people feeling like it's just, as you stated, glasses and contact and not a bigger scope of what the optometry field is about? What do you feel has been the cause of that?
That's a good question.
I think, honestly, and this is totally my opinion, I think it's the media. I think that we have, as a society, devalued, materials such as glasses. You can go online and find glasses for a few bucks or, contacts. You try to find the cheapest thing around, and you've got retail places, that have popped up, that says, oh, you get two pairs of glasses with a free eye exam. As you start lowering the prices of certain things, people aren't going to
devalue
it.
They devalue it.
Because they're
going
to say, I can get this free. And I've had people call my private office and say, oh, well, you guys don't get free exams? Because I do so much more to the eye. Right. I mean, you can only do so much when you say it's
Right.
There's only so much.
Right.
So I think those are the two hugest reasons as to why we just are not valued as much as we should be, and I would love to change that.
That is so sad because, it's almost like, we take certain things for granted, and, you got to see, and then you're not recognizing it until it becomes a problem. And that's, you could kind of relate that to everyday life. People don't really pay attention to certain areas of their life until there's an issue. And, that's pretty sad. But, this show was primarily birthed out of an experience that I had with getting laid off of my job. And, we always want to talk to our guests to find out, have you ever had to face a layoff? And if so, how did you handle it? And if not, what advice would you give somebody who has been affected by a layoff?
I've never been laid off from any
place.
Well,
bless you.
But I will tell you this, whether it's a layoff or getting fired or just any type of negative situation dealing with an employee, or whether it's closing a business, involuntarily or something like that, I believe that God does things for a reason.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember, I look on Facebook a lot, and there was a picture where God was kneeling in front of this little girl, and the little girl was holding this little teeny tiny teddy bear, and she said on the teddy bear, I really, really like this. I don't want to give it to you, But she didn't know that God, behind his back, he was holding this huge thing. So I guess he was saying, if you give me your little tiny one that you really, really love, guess what? I have something bigger for you. So when things like this happen, you know, negative situations, yeah, we can soak about it because we're human. It hurts our feelings. You know,
we
feel some type of way about stuff. But we have to understand that we got to get up and we just have to keep going and just trust that God and the universe are going to take care of us and we're going to be fine. That's the advice that I would give, you know, to someone
That's good. That's really good right there. That's good. And, you know, you just mentioned briefly before about how optometry has been devalued and, you know, you hear about all these deals, two for one and buy two, get one, and, you know, that kind of thing, because I hear it all the time. But what services do you offer? Like if you have a patient who is low income, do you have any special, you know, things, you know, a sliding scale or anything like that for people who might be low income, just as an encouragement to say, okay, you may not be able to afford the full price, but do you have anything that, you know, can that tailor to lower income patients?
Yes, ma'am. I do offer a sliding fee scale. Most of my low income patients do have the Medicare and the different types of Medicaid insurances.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't, you know, they come away with either a minimal copay or nothing at all. And, yeah, so, I mean, it's been a blessing for me to be able to help that population as well because we all need care.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. There's just so many people that just, you know, didn't have medical insurance before the Affordable Care Act. And so, you know, we have to let everybody know that there are practices that might offer sliding scale. You just have to call and ask, but don't be afraid to ask.
Yes, and I try my best to make sure that, you know, market myself so that people understand that I am one of the providers for it. But sometimes it's kind of hard because when you call Medicaid, depending on what kind you have, whether it's Amerigroup or WellCare or sometimes you can't get through and you can't get that information. So it's kind of tough, but I just try to do, you know, my best. And when I do have those patients with those insurances, just put a bug in their ear and just tell them to please let others know, you know, who may be on those. Because people, they look all the time and they'll call and they'll say, I've been really, really trying to look for somebody, but I couldn't find anybody. And that's amazing to me. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Wow.
And Dr. Culpepper, do you do community outreach to educate even low-income people and people just in general about the field as well as insurance and coverage in the field?
Absolutely. My marketing director, Ms. Culpepper, who is actually my mom, she does a great job of keeping us busy for our community outreach events. I mean, we are all over the place. We just did one last Saturday with Morehouse School of Medicine. You know, they do a lot of community outreach.
Okay.
And so we've been working with them for the past, since the end of 2013, and we hope to continue that relationship. And I mean, we do a lot of stuff in the community. Absolutely,
great.
That's good, right there. Now let's talk about the practice of iridology. I recently had an experience. Our very own doctor turned me on to her holistic doctor, and went to her, and she read my eyes and you know, through iridology, and she was able to see some things. So can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Absolutely. Iridology should be used as an enhancement, I think, to an eye exam. I don't think it should necessarily take the place of it, but it does definitely help, you know, just kind of have the physician hone in on a few things, you know, because the eye is definitely the window to the soul, and it tells a story. It tells a story, I tell you. So, but iridology is just a reading of the colored part of the eye, which is known as the iris. Mm-hmm. And there are a few quadrants when you look at an iridology chart. And depending on the deepest layer, outer part, inner part, part closest to the limbus, part closest to the pupil, it just reads, you know, depending on the section that you're looking at, it tells you, you know, what's going on there depending on the particular sign. How about reflexology with the foot?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean... Is the iridology how you diagnose the ailments, or is there multiple ways to diagnose?
Multiple ways. You don't have to do iridology to diagnose something. I'll use it as an enhancement sometimes, but very rarely. Most people, when they're getting an eye exam, you know, I'm looking actually in the back of the eyeball for other things. You know, and looking at, you know, cataracts and stuff that's going on the front side and things of that sort. So, but, yeah, iridology is definitely okay. It's nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong at all with getting iridology. But it should be used, I think, as an enhancement and not a substitute for actual comprehensive eye exam.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you real quickly, you mentioned cataracts. Let me ask you, is that hereditary?
It's not that it's hereditary. It's a normal aging change.
Okay.
So it is totally independent of if you've ever had glasses or contacts, if you've ever needed them, if mom and pop ever had them, if your sister or sibling has them. It doesn't matter. As you grow older, like the rest of your body, your eyes grow older too. Mm-hmm. So the lens that we are born with, it tends to discolor and degrade over time.
Okay.
So what happens is with my patients, I'll just, you know, check the cataracts when they get to a point where they come in and they're like, oh, man, doc, oh, I can't see. And I put them behind the phoropter and I can't get a better prescription because the cataract is there. So then, of course, I'll get them out to one of my two surgeons that I use. I'm very particular about the people who I refer to because that's my you know, character and everything on the
line.
Right, I
want
to make sure I get my patient to a good surgeon or whoever I'm referring them to. And so they'll do the surgery, and then the patient will come back to me for their post-op care.
Okay.
So I just take care of them, making sure that the surgery went well and that their eyes are healing over about a 60 to 90-day period, making sure everything is good. And then at the end of that period, then we'll do another refraction, better one or two, to see what the numbers say and to see if glasses or contacts are needed at that time. Because there are a few people who, after they have the surgery, they don't need those glasses or contacts anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yep.
And you educated me because I was thinking that iridology is the way that you, again, diagnose different ailments. You spoke of different diagnoses that you found, such as tumors, et cetera. Can you expound on that? And more importantly, what has been the reaction of patients after giving those diagnoses just by an eye exam?
Oh, man, are you kidding? I didn't know you could see all of that. Oh, my goodness, I didn't know you guys did all this. I thought you'd just get the glasses, the contacts, and, you know, you're done.
Oh,
no,
wow.
We do a lot more than that. That's all I see on TV. You're absolutely right. Can you blame them? That's all they see.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that's pretty much been the consensus of everything, you know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Wow.
And
then,
take a break, or are we going to keep going?
No, we're gonna go ahead and, because we had the problem in the beginning, we're going to go ahead and keep on talking.
Great.
Okay. And even with the, you know, like the LASIK surgeries, where people want to have those procedures done, I'll just do an evaluation just to make sure I think you're a good candidate or not, and then we'll get you off to the surgeon, and then you'll come back to me for your post-op care just to make sure that you're healing nicely. And then we'll just take it from there. For those people who don't want that invasive treatment, as you know, LASIK are for people who
or trying to free themselves from glasses or contacts.
Right.
That's an invasive procedure. It actually goes in, uses a laser, and manipulates the inside of your cornea. So once that manipulation has taken place, it's permanent. It does not regenerate.
Okay.
So for those people who don't want that, I also do something that's called corneal reshaping therapy. That's non-invasive, which uses the lens, the contact lens only to be worn at night, and then over time, your vision will get better, and you will, won't need your glasses or contact lenses during the day.
Oh, wow.
And
I've never heard
totally
of that.
Totally reversible. Mm-hmm. Totally reversible. It's non-invasive, and if you, for whatever reason, you want to go back to glasses or contacts, you can just stop.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then you can pick it up again. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that we can do this stuff.
Are you, you got that right. Oh, my goodness. That's my first. I, of course, I heard about LASIK, but I've never heard of that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
And, so, I mean, even down to other things, you know, glaucoma is rampant. Diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, bleeding in the back of the eyes, all these retinopathies and things rampant. Macular degeneration, that's another tough one. I think out of all of the things, glaucoma is, to me, the most devastating because it can sneak up on you. And by the time you realize it, you're not getting your vision back.
Wow.
And that one, to me, is like really tough, and it will sneak up on you. You really have to be watched very closely. So most of those cases I have to end up referring out because I get so nervous about them. I get nervous about those. But I'll take I'll take on the easy ones, but the ones that I'm like, ugh, my spirit is not right about those, I have to get those to the specialist,
Wow.
So, Dr. Culpepper, how or what can people do to prevent? And I understand you said it's part of the aging process, but is there anything that people can do to prevent glaucoma?
Now, here's the thing. With glaucoma, it is a, there's a part of the eye called the optic nerve, and it links your eye to your brain. So that optic nerve, for whatever reason, whether it's idiopathic, meaning it just happens, or it's degenerative, or it's familial, you know, there's a genetic component to it, unfortunately. And unfortunately, it, that optic nerve just starts to degenerate. It just gets thinner and thinner, and your nerve fiber layer just gets thinner and thinner and thinner, and then you're just totally cupped out. So then when that happens, you start, you know, you hear some people say, oh, I can't see out of my periphery. I only see what's dead in front of me. That's how glaucoma is. So therefore, you cannot drive. We have a visual field machine that helps, helps me track your peripheral vision to make sure that's still intact. Of course, we can take photos and things of that sort of the progression. And then also, of course, the dilation and actually looking at the eyeball itself. There's nothing you can do to prevent that one. That's why it's so scary to me.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That one is, if it happens, it just happens.
Oh,
it's
kind of,
I will loosely interpretate it with like an autoimmune disorder. It just happens.
Oh, wow.
It's really nothing you can do about it.
Now, we've heard you talk about diet and nutrition and, you know, how important that is. So educate us about how important our diet and nutrition and what role that plays with regards to our overall eye health.
Oh, boy, that is super, super important. Number one, the vitamins such as the C and the E's and the A's. Your zinc, your lutein, your omega-3s, I know you've heard a lot of people talk about those, your zeaxanthin, your lutein and your zeaxanthin is going to help you with your macular degeneration and things of that sort. Your A's, your C's, your E's, and your D's are pretty much going to help with the rest of the eye. Your omega-3s is going to help with little things like dry eye. You wouldn't imagine, which would be so bothersome to some people. But it's such simple things as in alternative to just saying, oh, well, I'll just give this person a steroid or something like that, steroid drops,
mm-hmm.
change your diet. It may take a little bit longer, but the effects, I think, will be much greater than just piling on some a local steroid or something like that. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
people do need a lot, have to do puncture plugs and things of that sort, but that could only help the situation with the correct nutrition, you know, so that we can not have them take so many meds and things of
right.
that sort. Your green leafies, I think,
mm-hmm.
are, they're always, who, what is green leafy vegetables not good for? It's good for pretty much everything. So
right.
the eye is no exception. Those antioxidants and things of that
right.
sort, our body needs that, and the eyes are no exception. You know, nuts, those are good, especially
mm.
your good fruit, like your berries.
Okay.
No exception, same thing over and over again. Yeah, the eye benefits from those things too.
Right. Wow. Thank
mm-hmm.
you for that. And you
oh.
know what? I started juicing every day, and so I get my spinach every day.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
And Dr. Culpepper, you said luteins. Is that
mm-hmm.
you know, what is that? Can you educate us a little bit about luteins?
Absolutely. Lutein and zeaxanthin go hand in hand.
Okay.
It's not found in the body, like our body don't make those.
Okay.
So we have to go out and get them.
Okay.
In the form of, you know, eye vitamins and things of that sort.
Okay.
I can say one thing about them. Well, actually, let me take that back. They are found in the green leafy vegetable seeds. See what I mean? And
right,
the eggs,
right.
they are found in those. They're not found
okay.
in as many foods as you would, you know, the other types of foods are. But if you're one of those types of people where your diet is poor, then you can pop a vitamin or something and
okay.
With full of lutein and zeaxanthin, you know, found in them.
Okay, wow, that's interesting. So, you know, what about for children? Because, you know, because it's harder to get kids to eat their green leafy vegetables. Lord knows I tried with mine. So what can we do to help our kids?
And let me ask you this, because that's a good question. I wonder, there was a, I was looking at some program, I can't remember, I think it was a Discovery Channel or something,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about this very same thing. And a lot of kids are, like you said, juicing and smoothies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can put a little bit of spinach or a little bit of green in somebody. It may not look as green, so it doesn't look, quote-unquote, as yucky as the kids would say. And you would still get what you need out of that. So
right.
I don't think, if you have a kid that's squeamish and they're like, I don't really like anything, that maybe you can try to get, you know, give them some colorful juice, something that's appeasing to the eye, so that
mm-hmm,
they will
mm-hmm.
want to drink it, and then they'll still get what they need from it.
Right.
And if anything else, because it's a liquid, it's going to get absorbed by the body a little faster anyway, so that'll be a little more beneficial.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I also wanted to add here, because I didn't discover that my daughter was having trouble seeing until, you know, I started paying attention to what she was saying, and we were sitting in front of the computer one day, and she was just kind of looking, and she was like, Mommy, I can't see that. And, you know, had I not paid attention to what she was saying and made an eye appointment for her, I would have never known that she was having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think as parents, we have to pay attention to what's going on with our kids and make sure that we're listening to what they're saying, because I could have just fluffed that off, and
mm-hmm.
if she's been having trouble in school, and then I'd be getting salty because she's not doing well, you know.
Absolutely. And there is a strong genetic component, too, to ocular conditions such as, and these are refractive conditions, such as myopia or nearsightedness, hyperopia or farsightedness, astigmatism, things
mm-hmm.
of that sort. But mommy, daddy, and even a sibling.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Sibling, yes, absolutely. I've caught twins. Oh, and I think
oh.
twins are so cute. But it's so funny. Their eyes look exactly exactly alike
wow.
in the back.
Really?
It is absolutely
wow.
crazy. And very rarely are their prescriptions for their glasses or their contacts far apart. They're really, really close.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, really
yeah
interesting.
Like they can use each other's glasses.
Really?
You know, I wouldn't advise the contacts, but, you know, they can use each other's
right.
glasses and stuff like that. It is absolutely amazing.
That's a study right there.
Exactly. Yeah.
How important would you say physical exercise is?
That's
is there
a good one.
Any linkage between physical exercise and eye care?
Absolutely. And the
wow.
main link would be stress.
Oh, goodness.
As you know, we've all experienced this. When you
yes.
get a little bit of exercise in, those endorphins get to going and what you feel better,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So when you feel better, you know, maybe headaches or eye strain will go away and, you know, just a little temporary relief from things of that sort. And, of course, we can't negate the fact that when you do have, you know, things like diabetes, high blood pressure, when you exercise, it makes your whole body feel better, things of that sort. So then if you are, you know, do start to take care of yourself and start to exercise and do proper nutrition and things of that sort, some of your ocular manifestations of those diseases will dissolve. They will.
Oh, wow.
I've seen it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Have you ever had a patient where you've diagnosed and you've encouraged a change in diet, exercise, or, you know, just a different protocol where they actually did it and came back and you saw improvement?
I have, and it's been basically with the diabetes and the high blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two main. Those are the two main things.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, they say, but it was worth it. But
wow.
you know, it was worth it. So you know, they didn't want to keep going to the specialist getting those.
Right.
Steroid injections to their eyeballs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Nobody wants to keep doing that stuff for the rest of their life.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, so you just have to make a conscious decision. Do you want
right.
to go to the doctor to get medications and spend all this money, or do you just want to just kind of do
Wow, that's interesting. So how can our listeners contact you for services? You know, if you have a website and you know, how social media, a phone number, how can we reach you for that?
Oh, wow, yeah, absolutely. My website is www.theeyeshaveit.com, so that's theeyeshaveitga.com. So it's theeyeshaveitga.com.
Okay.
And then our phone number is 404-968-0001.
Okay.
And on the website, there are a few links. There are, you know, information about me and about us and what we believe in and what, you know, you can either make an appointment or try to schedule an appointment online. And,
okay.
We can get that done and just put whatever services, you know, you're interested in. Like I said, we mostly do medical eye exams, so everything is just going to be geared toward the health of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We do glasses and contacts, but it's kind of rare that
okay.
we can do it. We just want to make sure the eyes are healthy. That's really all we care about.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we
I am on Facebook, but I don't know the. Oh, that's sad. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, but I unfortunately don't know the handle to that.
Well, we definitely have information to get you through your website and your phone number. So I you know, where there's persistence, I bet you somebody will find you.
For sure, with the wealth of knowledge, because. Funny enough, as much as we talk, you have really educated me, and I think, again, this has really just pushed me to what I feel my calling is, too, is to get out in the community and educate people about just overall wellness.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. I tell you, every opportunity I get to, you know, just educate people, and
right.
I don't care who it is, I like it. I like it. And
right.
if I don't know the answer to something, either I'll look it up or I'll get you to somebody who know it.
Well, I know you know our doc is, she's the original researcher. She taught me how to research.
And likewise, that's my, Dr. Cole Pepper is a fellow researcher. So.
She's yeah. got me doing it too, you know.
Now, we will look some things up now.
Got that right. Before we could be on a conversation, and she's like, well, I'm looking it up now. Before we even get through with a conversation, I'll have the answer for you in a minute.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't claim to know everything. I like to learn. So, I mean,
right.
that's fine. That is fine.
But we need more practitioners
problem.
Like yourself. So
exactly.
thank you
well,
so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. But like you said, I think it really starts with just that passion for something.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Well, thank you once again for joining us. And you have an open invitation. Anytime you got anything going on in the community, you want to come and let us know about it, we're here for you, okay?
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you
absolutely,
so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, Doc, it's time to take it to Scripture tonight. And,
Great. All right. Well, Dr. Culpepper, again, thank you. And I think based on what we said in probably our resounding Scripture, which is Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm going to go 11 through 14.
Okay.
And I think what stands out about this scripture tonight is knowing your purpose and getting into your purpose. That's one of the things mm-hmm. that really has been pressing to me.
Mm-hmm.
We could do something, but if it's not where God is calling us,
mm-hmm.
Then are we working in vain? And
right.
with that, again, the scripture says, Jeremiah 29:11 through 14, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you,
mm-hmm.
plans to give you hope in a future. And then you will call upon me and come to me to pray, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." So what I admonish to our listeners, again, if you are struggling via from a layoff, a traumatic experience, pray to God fast. Get in a place of quietness, still yourself, and ask God where is it that he's leading you and calling you. And if it still becomes confusing to you, I'm sorry, decree and declare and stand on his words, because he says he knows the plans and all you have to do is seek him and he will lead you in that direction.
Absolutely. You know, that's our we've adopted that scripture on this show.
Exactly.
It's been so important for me, I know for you. So thanks for that. And for our listeners, you've been educated all the way around from the head to the heart tonight. So,
and
you know,
I just want to make one point, if you don't mind.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Can't believe that how God works. That is my favorite scripture.
Oh,
I had
my
no
goodness.
Idea you
wow.
were going to read that. I have that scripture in my truck. I
wow.
have it in our master bedroom. I love that.
Wow.
See,
I
nothing happens
it.
By accident. That God.
Nope.
That's God
nope.
right there. Wow, that's funny. That's funny. Thank you for sharing that. And we thank our special guest for joining us. And, Doc, as always, it's a pleasure to have you and here sharing, you know, with our listeners. And I want to take a brief moment to personally say thank you to you, Doc, for having, you know, all that you've sown into this show, for being a constant source of inspiration for not only me but also for our listeners. So thank you for being a part of There Is Life After Layoff, this journey that I've been on. And just know that the door is always open, and I'll leave the light on for you.
Well, thank you. You've been an awesome host, and I look forward to working with you further in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, you know, thanks, guys, for hanging in there with us throughout our technical difficulties, because I think Mel D is still kind of working with the help desk. But you know what? We got through it because we were supposed to get through it. So when God brings you to it, he gets you through it. So I just want to say, as you know, we get ready to close out yet another powerful and educational show tonight on behalf of the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team. We say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And I did want to share, though, as we were talking about eyes, there's a scripture that stuck out to me, and I'd like to share it real quickly. We have a little time. It's Matthew 6:22-23, and it reads, "The eye is the lamp of the body." So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light.
That's good.
But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? So that kind of, I came across that as I was preparing for tonight. And, you know, so we have to really understand and know that our eyes brings it all of that, what we see. So if we're seeking after the wrong thing, just like you said briefly, Doc, if you're seeking after the wrong purpose or you're going in the wrong direction, then that radiates down throughout the rest of your body. So what we need to be practicing is bringing healthy thoughts, healthy vision, healthy everything, because then it radiates down throughout the rest of our body. And so, you know, just be focused and, you know, pardon the pun, you know, be focused on what is good and healthy and pure and full of light, so that you're not just spinning your wheels in the darkness. Okay, so that's just another little tidbit that I thought I'd share with our listeners tonight as we get ready to close out another episode. So we don't take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us each and every week. And we pray that you will continue to tune in. And so until next week, on behalf of Doc, Rev T, Mel D, and myself, we sincerely say thank you for joining us. And we continue to urge you to be encouraged, and yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. And continue to join us in this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life, and know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you, and good night.